In this literature review, we have observed resemblances between the fundamental pathophysiology of COVID-19-related new-onset atrial fibrillation, NOAF, and the mechanisms proposed for the persistence of atrial fibrillation, AF, particularly those involving oxidative stress and reactive oxygen species. The mechanisms responsible for the development of AF following a COVID-19 infection could potentially contribute to atrial remodeling, further perpetuating AF. However, while short-term outcomes of COVID-19-related NOAF have been well studied, as we transition into an endemic era of COVID-19, there is a need for more research to investigate the long-term outcomes of patients who develop NOAF after COVID-19 infection.